Thank you. You're welcome. And good morning, everybody.
歡迎大家，早晨。
It's always a great pleasure and a privilege just to be together and to be able to come to hear God's word together.
好開心嘅，同埋真係有神俾有咁嘅機會，能夠同大家分享神嘅説話。
That's much nicer. Okay. Let us pray.
我哋開始有禱告。
Father God, we praise you for the privilege of gathering as your family.
天父，我哋真係多謝你，你俾我哋有呢個權利，成為一家人，可以去敬拜你。
Your mercy and your care for us is beyond what we can imagine.
你嘅憐憫，你嘅關顧，我哋喺我哋想象以外能夠去領會。
Father, we need your help to hear your voice and to see you more clearly.
天父，我哋需要你嘅幫助，能夠去更加清晰嘅聽到神你嘅説話。
So please come, please bring power and clarity to your word in our hearts.
求你親自嘅將你嗰個嘅能力去到我哋嘅心裏邊，以致到我哋能夠清晰嘅去領會你嘅説話。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我哋禱告奉主耶穌名。
Well, last night, I don't know if you know, last night was a night of particular spiritual significance.
昨晚是一個好屬靈上面好有意義的晚上。
So it was the spiritual high point of the month of Ramadan.
這一晚是對穆斯林的信徒來說，在屬靈上面是一個屬靈的高峰。
Muslims call it the night of power, and it's the night that remembers when Muhammad received his first revelation of the Quran.
呢個晚上係叫做權力之夜。喺呢個晚上邊，佢哋嘅先知穆罕默德係第一次嘅去得到喺個可蘭經嘅啟示。
And every year on this night of power, Allah is reputed to be more full of mercy, more likely to answer prayer, and even to forgive sins.
在这个晚上，他们的真神阿拉，他充满这个怜悯，同埋他会回答他们的祷告，甚至一个宽恕罪孽的夜晚。
So at this very moment, hundreds of millions of Muslims across the world are staying up through the night to seek God to pray.
他在这个时候，他们全世界各地上千万的信徒是整晚的去祈祷。
And they are craving an encounter with God. They're seeking guidance and they're very open to receiving dreams or revelations from God.
他们渴望和他们的神相遇，寻求指导，也都愿意接受这个梦的启示。
Now, over the last 30 years, there's beena corresponding global prayer movement from Christians.
在过往三十年里面，基督徒在全球，在这个日子里面，也都有一个相应的祷告。
Christians asking Jesus Christ to reveal himself to these spiritually hungry Muslims.
去祈求耶稣基督在当晚能够向穆斯林展示他自己。
And wonderfully, many, many examples have emerged over the years of how Jesus has done that.
令人好驚奇嘅就係有好多嘅例子俾我哋睇到，係講明耶穌喺呢個時間去穆斯林展現咗佢自己。
And the last 30 years have seen the largest turning of Muslims to Jesus in history.
喺過往三十年裏邊。穆斯林亦都係有史以嚟係有一個最大嘅轉向耶穌。
Millions upon millions have turned to Christ from housewives in Kenya to displaced families in Turkey, right through to jihadist fighters in Syria.
數以百萬計人已經去轉向耶穌，從肯亞嘅家庭主婦到土耳其嘅離流失所嘅家庭。再到伊朗的聖戰的戰士。
In India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, research shows that of all of these conversions, 80% of them have involved God revealing himself in a dream or a vision.
喺統計裏邊，超過有 80% 人喺印度、巴基斯坦同孟加拉裏邊，佢哋嘅轉向神都係因為有呢個嘅喺一個嘅夢裏邊有個啟示或者異象。
This is just a tiny drop in the tide of God's mercy that is reaching across boundaries to every kind of person.
呢個只係神喺無邊無際嘅憐憫裏邊，喺呢個嘅潮浪裏邊嘅只係一小滴。
And it's often like that. It's often in ways that we totally wouldn't suspect.
係令到我哋冇辦法預料嘅。
And the book of Jonah.Is exactly that kind of tale of the unexpected.
而約拿書就係俾我哋睇到呢個意想唔到嘅故事。
So up becomes down, villains become heroes, and through it all, we see God's mercy crossing boundaries to every kind of person.
上升嘅變為下降，反派嘅人成為一個英雄。通過呢一切，神嘅憐憫跨越咗每一個嘅邊界。
We're just looking at chapter 1 today, so you can forget about the fish for the moment.
我哋今日去睇第一章嘅，我哋暂时去忘记呢一条嘅大鱼。
We're going to look at Jonah, then at the sailors, and finally at God.
我哋首先会去睇约拿，跟住一班嘅水手，同埋最后嘅，我会聚焦喺神嘅身上边。
So firstly, Jonah.
首先嘅，我哋睇约拿。
He's introduced.In verse 1, if you look, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai.
而在第一节那里他讲到耶和华的话传给亚米泰的儿子约拿。
Seems like a standard introduction to an Old Testament prophecy.
这个是一个很标准的介绍，特别在旧约的先知书里面。
The same Jonah appears in 2 Kings chapter 14. He's apparently a man of God who has spoken on God's behalf in the past.
同樣嘅喺列王記下嘅14章裏邊，佢都去提到佢係神嘅用人，亦都去代表神去講説話。
And verse 2, God gives him a very specific call: Go to the great city of Nineveh, preach against it, for its wickedness has come up against me.
在第二節那裡，神給到他一個 很重要的呼召，他講到就話：你要往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊。
But from this point onward, Jonah competes for the title of the world's worst missionary in history.
在這個時候開始，約拿就成為這個歷史上最差的宣教士。
Historical records.Confirm that Nineveh really was a brutal and immoral place.
在歷史裏面去證實這個尼尼微是一個殘酷和一個不道德的地方。
It was the capital of the Assyrian Empire, the superpower that were sworn enemies of God's people.
是亞述的帝國的首都，也是神的子民的敵人。
You can look up how brutal they were, but justTo begin with, they were known for publicly skinning alive the leaders of the cities that they conquered.
你會睇到好多歷史嘅印證，就係佢哋嗰種嘅殘酷。當佢哋去戰勝咗呢個地方嘅時候，將佢哋嘅領袖係鑑生嘅，將佢哋嘅皮剝落。
So it's no surprise, verse 3, Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish.
所以唔奇怪嘅，就喺第三節嗰度講到話。約拿卻起來逃往他斯去躲避耶和華。
Nineveh was inland over here. Tarshish was absolutely as far as you could go in the other direction.
他斯就是神要去約拿行的地方的相反，要去走的亦都是最遠的地方。
And if you didn't get it the first time, again at the end of verse 3, he went aboard, sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord.
如果你仲未仍然睇清楚嘅，其實喺第三節嗰度再講，就係話佢上咗船，要與船上邊嘅人同往他斯去。
So just make a mental note of the picture we're getting here. Jonah, the Jewish prophet who knows that God is the creator of the land and the sea, he's acting as if he can leave God behind.
大家可以去呢度睇得好清楚嘅時候。一個猶太人的先知約拿，他其實知道神就在這個海洋和土地的創造者，但是他的行動，他就要去將神拋在他的後面。
So it's the spiritual equivalent of the three-year-old who, playing hide and seek, covers his eyes and thinks that his parents can't see him.
就好似一個屬靈嘅對比一樣，就好似一個三歲嘅小孩子，佢將手去揞住佢隻眼，佢就以為睇唔到神。
And his avoidance tactics don't stop there.
佢就係一個嘅用一個嘅逃避神嘅方法。
If you see in verse 4, the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and a storm arose.
啊，就係避免嘅，係唔係嚇？就係避免呢個唔去睇到嚇。
And verse 5, the sailors, they're desperately calling out to their own various local deities.
就喺第五節嗰度，佢講到話，各人哀求自己嘅神。
But where's Jonah, the missionary, the prophet?
究竟約拿喺邊一度咧？一個嘅傳教士同埋一個嘅先知。
Is he ready to seize this opportunity to tell them about the true God who made the land and sea?
他有没有藉着这个机会向其他人去讲到神就是创造这个土地的和这个海洋的神呢？
No. Verse 5. Jonah had gone below deck where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. Down, down, down.
没有。在第五節那裡講到話，約拿已經來到這個倉底，躺卧睡，沉睡，下到，下到，下到。
So God speaks to Jonah clearly, but Jonah doesn't like what he hears.
神很清楚地去對約拿講說話，但約拿不喜歡聽到神的聲音。
The prophet tries to block out God, and he ends up in a literal and a spiritual stupor.
若拿他试图去阻止神，同埋佢进入咗喺个字面上边嘅，同埋喺属灵上边嘅沉睡。
The missionary numbs himself to the truth, and his sin ends up isolating him and putting others at risk.
若呢个传教士佢对神嘅真理去麻木，佢嘅罪令到佢想将自己嘅故系与世隔绝。同埋佢咁樣做嘅，亦都令到佢周圍身邊嘅人進入嗰個危險當中。
And this is how sin works.
呢個就係罪嘅點樣去嘅工作嘅方式。
We resist God in some matter, and inwardly our heart draws away from Him.
我哋喺一啲嘅問題上邊去抗拒神，內心嘅亦都去遠離佢。
Our prayer life becomes dry, and we fall asleep spiritually.
我哋嘅祷告变得枯干，我哋属灵上边亦都进入睡眠。
And the effect of our sleep, the effect of our sin, is never limited only to us.
而我哋嘅罪唔系净系单单影响咗自己，亦都去佢系限制咗我哋自己。
So can I ask you, brothers and sisters, are you asleep spiritually?
弟兄姊妹，我想问你个问题。在属灵上边，你而家系咪喺度沉睡紧呢
？Are you resisting something that God has called you to？
你有冇去抵抗神对你嘅呼唤呢
？It could be something large, like a call on your life, or a risk that you know you ought to take。
就可能一啲嘅比较大嘅事情，就系神对你一个呼召，或者一啲嘅其他啲嘅事情，神你要去承担一啲嘅风险。
Or it might be something small.
有可能一啲嘅小事。
Something you can justify as not that important, even though you know what God has said.
或者你可以好有理由咁觉得呢件事唔重要，但系呢啲系神对你嘅说话。
Perhaps it's something that no one else knows about because on the outside, nothing's changed.
可能其他人佢察觉唔到，因为系从外边佢睇唔到咩嘅转变。
See, Jonah was very good at keeping up appearances.
約拿佢好聰明嘅，曉得點樣喺外在去包裝自己。
In verse 9, Jonah says all of the right things.
喺第九節嗰度，佢講到所有正確嘅説話。
God has singled him out through the casting of the lots.
神用祭籤嘅方法去祭佢出嚟。
The sailors pepper him with questions.
嗰啲嘅水手去不停嘅問佢問題。
And then Jonah responds.
約拿嘅回答。
I'm a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven. Who made the sea and the dry land?
我希希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海干地之天地的神。
He's keeping up appearances with the theologically correct answer.
他一路嘅系去露面，佢亦都用神学上边正确嘅答案。
But really, Jonah is hiding his guilt behind religious correctness.
但系约拿佢用宗教的正確去掩飾他自己的罪。
I think he's trying to explain why this can't be his fault.
他是想去嘗試的解釋為什麼這些不是他的錯。
And we're supposed to be laughing at Jonah by this point.
我們可能在這個時候，我們覺得我們可以去嘲笑約拿。
In the first place, this is the height of hypocrisy.
這個我們看到就是他那個的虛偽的最高點。
He claims to worship or to fear the Creator God.
他講到他自己對神有這個的敬畏。
But his life shows the opposite.
但是他的生命給我們看到是恰恰相反的。
Secondly, the irony is huge.
諷刺的是非常的巨大，就是
The pagan sailors have more confidence that God can do something than Jonah the prophet.
一班異教的水手，他似乎比這個的先知約拿更加對神有信心。
And then thirdly, he just seems to be plain stupid.
第三的，我們看來，他看來是一個愚蠢的人。
So verse 10, this terrified the soldiers. They asked him, what have you done? Because they knew he was running from God. He told them that.
就在第十節嗰度，嗰班水手講到，佢哋就大大嘅懼怕，對約對佢講話：你做嘅係乜嘢事呢？佢哋已經知道佢躲避耶和華，因為佢告訴咗佢哋。
Of course, the sailors are petrified. This man told them he was running from his God.
當然啦，水手係好驚，因為呢個約拿佢話俾佢哋聽，佢係從神嗰度去逃跑出嚟。
But he's only just thought to mention that the God he's running from has power over all creation.
約拿他都講過，就係話佢要逃避呢個神，佢係創造呢個嘅海洋嘅神
，including the sea，
包括呢個海。
And he's running from him on a boat.
佢要去逃避神，去搭上呢條船。
What have you done?
你做了什么呢
？You fool, Jonah! You hypocrite!
你是一个傻瓜，你是一个伪君子。
And even verse 12, he's pick me up, throw me into the sea.
在十二节嗰度讲到话，将我抬起来，抛在海中。
So dramatic, but there's no sign that this is what God wants him to do.
呢个真系去到一个好戏剧性嘅地步，就系话我哋从来都睇唔到有咩迹象，表明系神想要佢咁嘅。
Perhaps simple, humbling repentance was all that was needed.
可能就是一个简单的谦卑的悔改就已经足够。
Jonah is still avoiding what he knows he should do, and it's a pitiful sight.
约拿他去回避他自己应该做的事，实在非常的可惜。
But friends, are we really that different?
朋友，我哋其實係咪有咁大嘅唔同呢
？Don't we claim to worship the same merciful, all-powerful God？
我哋唔係一齊都係同樣敬拜呢個嘅有憐憫同埋全能嘅神嗎
？And yet often we make decisions as if He can't be trusted to look after us or our children or our money。
但係好多時候，我哋做一啲嘅決定，就係我哋唔係咁相信神係能夠照顧我哋嘅生活。我哋嘅孩子同埋我哋嘅金錢
，Don't we fear the same God who is present everywhere？
我哋唔係惧怕呢个无处不在嘅神咩
？And yet sometimes we speak as if He can't hear our conversations。
有时我哋好似去装扮到就系佢听唔到我哋嘅说话。
And sometimes we act as if He can't see our moral compromises。
同埋，我哋覺得佢睇唔到我哋喺道德上邊做一啲嘅妥協嘅工作一樣。
Haven't we also hidden our sinful stupidity behind correct theology or outward conformity.
有多少时候我们将我们的愚蠢的罪恶去掩藏，用一些神学上面的正确，或者一些外表的妥协。
And haven't we sometimes convinced ourselves that we need to suffer for what is right, when really humble repentance was all that was needed?
有时候我们有没有去说服自己？我们是其实说服自己，我们以为我们自己做一些正确的事是要去受苦的，但是其实唔系，我们其实最好简单就系一个谦卑悔改就已经足够咩？
You see, Jonah isn't just Jonah here. He is God's way of pricking our apathy, our small-mindedness, our lack of faith.
你或者会发现这个约拿并不是他真实的神，其实就是用一些方法去刺激我们的冷漠。
And we see that most clearly through the contrast between Jonah and the sailors.
经文里面给我们看到就是约拿和水手之间一个很特别的对比。
These sailors were uneducated pagan Gentiles.
这班水手，他是未受过教育的异教的外邦人。
And we're supposed to start by looking down at them as spiritually ignorant, outside of God's covenant community.
我们很多时候会看到他这班人就是一个属灵上面的无知，在神的约以外的群体。
But who prays in this calamity? Only the sailors.
在这个灾难里面，谁去祈祷呢？ 只是一班的水手。
Who seeks mercy from God? Only the sailors.
谁去寻求神的怜悯呢？ 只是一班的水手。
In verse 6, they think Jonah might help them, but by verse 14, they're crying out to God themselves.
在第六节里面的时候，他们以为约拿可以帮他们，但在14节给我们看到，只是一班的水手向神去祈求。
The sailors were shocked by Jonah's sin, while Jonah didn't seem to care.
这帮水手对约拿的罪感到震惊，但似乎约拿是不在乎的。
The sailors wanted to live, but Jonah seemed to want to die.
水手是想继续活下来，但是约拿就想死去。
The sailors show compassion and try to save Jonah.
水手是表现一个同情心，他们试图去拯救约拿。
The sailors were obedient to what they knew. Jonah was disobedient, even though he knew a lot.
水手他听到神的说话的时候，他们去遵行。但是约拿虽然他知很多，但是他仍然去不遵守。
And ultimately, it is the sailors, not Jonah, who show that they fear the Lord.
最后的这班的水手证明的，他们反而是一班敬畏神的人，不是约拿。
Verse 16, at this, the men greatly feared the Lord. They offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and they made vows to him.
在16节那里讲到，他说这班人便大大敬畏耶和华，向耶和华献祭，并且许愿。
So they fear, they worship, and they commit themselves to God.
他们敬畏，他们去崇敬拜神。
So the point being made is that God's mercy is not confined to God's people.
要指出的，神的怜悯不是单单只是限制在神的子民里面。
God's grace is not limited to the safe environment of the church.
神的恩典不是只是限于教会的安全环境里面。
God is still pouring out mercy and grace to the people you least expect outside of the church.
神的恩典，神的怜悯，仍然是给到我们完全想象不到的，在教会以外的人。
Not only to Christians, but to Muslims.
不单止对基督徒，亦都对穆斯林。
To pagan paupers or atheist office workers.
对异教的，住在贫民窟的人，对无神论的 上班族都係咁樣。
Not to the theologically smart, but to the ignorant。
唔係對一啲屬神學上邊好有認識嘅人，而係反而對一啲嘅無知嘅人。
Not to the outwardly upright, but to the inwardly broken。
唔係對一啲喺外表上邊正直嘅，而係喺內心覺得破碎嘅。
And like the sailors, these unexpected ones often shame us with their spiritual sensitivity, their confidence in God, and their hunger for Him.
就好似呢班水手一樣，呢個意外上面俾我哋睇到呢個一個，佢哋係對屬靈上邊有一個敏感性，對神嘅信心以及對佢嘅渴望。我哋睇到反而呢啲嘅異教徒令到我哋去羞愧。
We see here that God's passion is to reveal Himself to the ignorant, the lost, the violent, and the outsiders.
所以睇到神嘅熱情係向一班嘅無知、迷失、暴力同埋外來者去展示佢自己。
And God's people always have a choice.
而神的子民是有一个选择。
We can turn inward and fall asleep like Jonah.
我们可以去好像约拿一样在我们内心里面我们去沉睡。
Or we can turn out and be a part of God's work of mercy.
或者向外的我们好像就向神那个的怜悯作出一个回应。
And that heart of mercy, the heart of God, is what I want to look at lastly.
最後的，我想大家去睇到神嗰個嘅心係點樣樣。
God shows us in this chapter that He rules, but He does it with a heart and a purpose of mercy.
我想俾大家睇到就係呢一章裏邊嘅時候，神係去統治嘅，同埋佢係用個心。同埋佢有個憐憫嘅目的喺裏邊。
It's God's action, His word to Jonah, that sets off everything in this episode.
呢個係神嘅行動，佢對約拿嘅話就係佢一切嘅開始。
He sent him to preach to the savage city of Nineveh.
佢派佢一個好野蠻嘅地方嚟尼尼城去講福音。
These are people who buried enemy soldiers in the sand up to their necks.And cut off their eyelids.
呢一班嘅殘忍嘅尼尼微人，佢哋好多時候將佢哋捉到嘅人，就用一啲嘅沙去擁住佢，擁到佢頸嘅上邊，同係一啲好熱嘅沙，同埋佢係將佢哋嘅眼皮割落嚟。
But God's motive is mercy.
但係神嘅動機係憐憫。
And we find out in chapter 4, this is exactly why Jonah refused to go.
呢個喺第四章裏邊，我哋發現到就係呢個點解約拿唔願意去尼尼微城嘅原因。
Chapter 4, verse 2. That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger, but abounding in love.
喺四章嘅二節嗰度講話，豈不是這樣説麼？我知道你是有恩典、有憐憫的神。不輕易發怒，有豐盛的慈愛，並且後悔不降所說的災，所以我要急速離去他斯去。
He knew that.
他知道。
But he thought God should punish the Ninevites.
他反而他只認為就是神應該要去懲罰尼尼微人。
So in chapter 1, God sends the storm.
所以在第一章的四節那裡他說神去派遣這個的暴風雨。
God controls the casting of lots to identify Jonah.
神是用這個祭籤的方式去鑑定了約拿出來。
It's not because God is being vindictive.
不是因為神是想報復。
He is shaking Jonah out of his sleep.
是神要約拿去從睡夢中醒過來。
And his ultimate goal, as we've seen, is to reveal himself not only to the sailors, but even to Nineveh.
神是要將他自己的顯明出來，不單單是給一班水手，最終的也是給尼尼微城的人。
So we could ask, how important is it to God that his mercy gets out?
对神的来过地体的最重要的就是他怎样去展示他那个的怜悯。
It is more important to him than our safety.
对神来说，这个是比我们的安全更加重要。
He sends Jonah to a potentially life-threatening situation.
他将约拿派去一个可能威胁到他生命的地方。
Is our priority the same?
你的优先次序是不是这样？
It's more important to God than our livelihood.
对神来说，比我们的生活更加重要。
The sailors lose their entire cargo.
这水手会失去他们全部的货物。
It's more important to God than our preferences.
对我们来说，神是比我们的优先次序更加重要。
Jonah needed to give up what he thought was right.
约拿他需要去放弃就是他认为对的事。
It is more important than reputation.
比我们名誉更加重要。
God is willing to be accused of injustice for the sake of displaying mercy.
为了怜悯，神甚至愿意被指责不公正。
Would you?
你会不会呢？
In the end, we can only truly see how important this is to God at the cross.
最后的就是我们看不看到这个十字架的重要性。
The life of Jesus is laid down.
耶稣的生命他放低下来。
The blood of the Son of God had to be shed.So that mercy could come out to the world.
神儿子的血是需要流出，以致到世人能够得到这份的怜悯。
There is nothing more important to God than this, getting his mercy out.
对神没有比其他东西更加重要，就是将神的怜悯去展露出来，去给到出来。
There should be nothing more important to God's church community than this.
对神来说，没有一样东西比这样东西更加重要。
God is ordering all things for the display of his unstoppable mercy to all kinds of unexpected people.
神是要给我们看到他那个怜悯是不可以 被制止的，也都是给到其他我们完全想象不到的人能够去领受一样。
And once again, the question we need to ask as we close is this.Do you value the spread of God's mercy? Do I value the spread of God's mercy this highly?
对我来说，这个是不是对，是一个很重要的问题。我们需要将神的怜悯去展现出来。
Or are you asleep?
或者你是不是仍然沉睡着？
We could be very busy in the church, but still asleep to God.
我们可能在教会里面，我们很忙碌地去侍奉。但在属灵上面，我们可能是沉睡着。
And if you are asleep, or perhaps spiritually drowsy, maybe it's because, like Jonah, you've put God after you.
在属灵上面，我们是不是有麻木，或者我们在那里沉睡？有时我们可能是不是好像约拿一样，我们以为做的事是正确。
And when God comes after you, when God is second to your priorities,then we inevitably start to block him out.
当我们将神是摆在一个次要的地步的时候，我们就好像约拿一样，我们会将神去阻挡起来。
But perhaps God has been coming after you in another sense.
但神可能 去寻找你用其他的方式。
Has God been pursuing you?
他有没有一直的去寻找你呢？
He is kind. He won't let you go.
神是有他恩慈，他不会放弃你。
Has he sent a storm into your life to wake you up?
他有没有在你的生命里头去给到一个的暴风来去唤醒我们呢？
Or perhaps he's nudging you awake right now.
或者他用一些方式去弄醒你呢？
Just rememberthat he is the God of unlimited mercy.
我们要记住的，他是一个无限恩典怜悯的神。
He does not come after us to punish us.
佢唔係最終要去懲罰我哋。
He doesn't require a dramatic gesture of sacrifice to get him to go away.
佢唔係用一，佢唔係要只係要求一個好戲劇性嘅外表去做一啲嘅犧牲。
All that's needed is humble, honest repentance.
而佢需要嘅係一個嘅謙卑、誠實嘅悔改。
To fear, worship, and commit to Him.
去敬畏、去敬拜、去委身於佢。
Will you do that?
你會唔會咁樣做呢？
And in amongst the people listening, there's probably someone who's aware of a very specific thing that God has asked them to do.
在我們這個群體當中，我們可能有人意識到神是去呼喚我們做一些非常具體的事情。
It could be a conversation you know you need to have.
可能是一次的對話你需要的。
It could be confessing some sin to somebody.
你可能需要向其他人去認罪。
If God has said it, you know what that is.
如果神已經是說了的，你應該知道是什麼。
And maybe for someone, God once said, get up and go to Nineveh or some other place.
或者神是曾經對你這樣說過，起來要去尼尼微，或者去其他地方。
But your fears have made you block out that call on your life.
但是你的恐惧使到你终身的无法实现到这个的目标。
We've seen that God is all powerful and overflowing with mercy.
但是我们去看到我们的神 是有能力的，是充满怜悯的神。
We cannot run and we cannot hide from him. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
你是没办法去逃避和躲避他。呢件係一個好奇妙嘅事。
So whatever it means for you to wake up, to take your part in His mercy, pouring out across every boundary, you can be sure God will provide everything that you need to do that.
無論你去體驗到啲乜嘢，我哋需要去醒覺。去參與佢嗰個嘅憐憫，去點樣去分享出嚟，去到世界每一個角落，要確保神係會俾到我哋一切嘅供應，係用佢嘅方式去做任其每一樣嘅事。
He will provide everything.
佢會提供每一樣嘢俾我哋。
Romans 12, chapter 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters.In view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, this is your true and proper worship.
就正如在罗马书的十二章一节那里讲话，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Lord, your mercy is beyond our imagining.
神啊，你的怜悯是超过我们想象的。
We honor you and we thank you for your grace towards us.
我们赞美你，你对我们的恩典。
We're amazed again that you give mercy to the people who least deserve it.
我们看到你这个的恩典去给到这个世界上面他最不配的人他能够得到。
We see the price that you paid that this mercy can cross every boundary.
我们看到你付出沉重的代价以至到这个的恩典怜悯临到这个的每一个世界角落里面。
And I pray for each one of us that you convict us and strengthen us to take our place in how you are spreading that good news across the world.
求你真的去感动我们每个人，我们能够去参与到神你点你的工作，怎样将你那个的怜悯福音去传道给其他人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣名，阿门。